Radio Prague News.
Following warnings by the European Union on the possibility of a bird flu pandemic, common flu vaccines in the Czech Republic have sold out. The Prime Minister has described as excellent David Rath's chances of becoming the country's next health minister. International football side coach Karel Brückner confirmed a decision by star footballer Pavel Nedved to return for two playoff matches ahead of the World Cup. Following warnings by the European Union on the possibility of a bird flu pandemic, common flu vaccines in the Czech Republic have sold out. Pharmacies throughout the country sold out their vaccines in a single day, with pharmaceutical companies promising new batches in the coming week. However, officials have warned vaccines are only effective against the common flu, not the deadly bird virus. The government, meanwhile, has ordered an additional 600,000 doses of Tamiflu vaccine, said to be effective against bird flu, at a cost of 600 million crowns. The purchase is part of the country's emergency plan following the European Union's confirmation that the deadly strain of bird flu, known as H5N1, had been identified in cases in both Turkey and Romania. Following backing received in a confidence vote by the Czech Doctors Association on Friday, there is a good chance the association's president, David Rath, will be named the country's next health minister. Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek said as much on Saturday, describing Mr. Rath's chances as excellent. The outgoing minister, Milada Emerová, was sacked earlier in the week over continuing problems in health sector financing. Mr. Rath, her possible successor, is 39 and is politically unaffiliated with any party. He has said if he takes up the post, he will respect Social Democrat policies. A 20-year-old driver has been taken into custody for a hit-and-run that killed two teenage girls in the early hours of Saturday morning as they waited outside a discotheque in the northeast Moravian city of Ostrava. Three others were injured. One remains in critical condition. The driver drove away from the scene but was arrested on Saturday at his home. Police are investigating reasons behind the accident, including whether the man had been driving drunk. And finally, national football side manager Vlastimil Koskial and team coach Karel Brückner have welcomed a decision by former team captain Pavel Nedved to return for two matches against Norway in the final playoff preceding the World Cup. Nedved, who retired last year but plays for Italy's Juventus Turin, announced the desire to help his country through the final qualification games. The star midfielder has made no decision on whether to return for the actual World Cup next year, should the Czech Republic win. I'm Jan Wellinger. That's the end of the news.
Your station is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, David Vaughan. In a few minutes, we'll be finding out why it's a good idea to take a good look at the food you buy in Czech supermarkets. Then, in Magic Carpet, we hear from two musical sisters who draw from their own family's rich cultural legacy. But we start with your letters to Radio Prague from around the world. Pavla Horáková with Mailbox.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly program in which we read from your letters and answer your questions and comments. Let's start with an email sent to us by Frank Ölschlegel from the German city of Halle.
Yesterday, on October the 7th, I was supposed to fly from Prague to Munich. When I came to the airport, I saw a very chaotic situation. The airport was closed for 90 minutes. Can you give me some information as to what happened or links to Czech websites where I can find out more?
Well, Radio Prague did feature that event in the daily news bulletin. Let me quote. Prague's Ruzyně Airport was closed for just over an hour on Friday afternoon after an anonymous telephone bomb threat was received. The airport's main hall was evacuated while passengers had to remain on planes which had just landed until a search was completed. Thankfully, no bomb was found, but the measures had to be taken. If you want to be in touch with the latest Czech news, you can subscribe to our free email bulletin. The form can be found on our website. Depending on where you live in the world, you can read news from the Czech Republic with your morning coffee, during your lunch break, or when you last check your mail before you go to bed. Now on to some more technical stuff. We'd like to draw your attention to a few more possibilities to listen to Radio Prague's programs. First, there is a new frequency trial for our English broadcasts to North America for the winter schedule from October 2005 to March 2006. Starting on the night of the 11th to 12th October 2005 on a trial basis for the winter season, Radio Prague extended its shortwave broadcasts in English for central and western parts of North America with a new time and frequency relayed via Sackville in Canada. You can hear us between 0330 and 0357 UTC or GMT on 6040 kHz on the 49-meter band, and the transmitter is in Sackville, Canada. Previously, Radio Prague's frequencies at this time were directed to listeners in other parts of the world. We look forward to your reception reports letting us know if the signal is reaching you loud and clear. And in addition to that, the World Radio Network, or WRN, has given Radio Prague an additional slot on the WRN English to Europe network, daily at 19:30 to 20:00 UTC. This change will come into effect on the 30th of October 2005. And now back to your letters. Mr. Alan Vibiral from Nebraska had this question.
I enjoy your programs very much. What was the music that played at the end of the October 3rd Radio Prague 1300 UTC broadcast? It was a guitar instrumental piece. The music selection was very good. This was an English language broadcast, and I listened to it via the internet.
Well, what you heard must have been a song called Crowns by Manny Mark. The song is from his 1999 album Push the Button. And Patsy Libby from the United States had this question.
What was the role of Adolf Hofmeister in the history of Czechoslovakia? I understand that he was an artist and diplomat.
Adolf Hofmeister was born in 1902. He was successively, but often simultaneously, a painter, caricaturist, illustrator, scenery designer, writer, translator, journalist, radio commentator, teacher, art critic, political pundit, diplomat, cultural administrator, and last but not least, a passionate traveller. In the 1920s, he was an important member of a Prague-based arts union called Devět Sil. Hofmeister fled Czechoslovakia in 1939 for Paris, where he was arrested and interned for several months. He escaped via Portugal, Morocco, and Cuba, and eventually got to New York. He worked for Exile Radio during the war. A libretto he wrote in 1938 with Hans Krása for the children's opera Brundibar was famously performed at the Terezín concentration camp. Hofmeister returned after the war and started working for UNESCO. He worked at the Czechoslovak embassy in Paris and then taught at the School of Applied Arts in Prague. He died in 1973. And from one famous Czech to another, yes, it's time to repeat our competition question for October. We are looking for the name of a Czech-born rock musician, guitarist and songwriter. He was born in Prague in 1948, but in the 1960s he left for New York with his parents. At the legendary New York club CBGB's, he met the ambitious and talented Patti Smith, and the two of them started collaborating. Over the years, he played alongside some other influential rock artists, including Iggy Pop and John Cale. After the fall of the communist regime, he returned to his native Prague. At present, he's a songwriter, film composer, and a sought-out producer. Please send us your answers by the end of October to Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or English at radio.cz. Till next time, bye-bye.
Pavla will be back looking at more of your letters next week, and she'll be kept pretty busy because Radio Prague receives about 20,000 letters every year. Please keep them coming. And now, Dita Asiedu with Letter from Prague, our weekly personal look at life in the Czech Republic.
The unusual number of serious health violations at supermarkets that the Food Inspection Authority has uncovered in the last few weeks has angered the nation. I dare say a number of grossed-out Czechs have actually started changing their diet. Why exactly? Two branches of the Hypernova chain have been secretly extending the expiry dates of products. Another supermarket was closed down after an inspection team found mice droppings on food shelves and rodents running around the storage rooms. But what tops that in my mind is what food inspectors recently discovered at a Julius Meinl store. Its staff was reprocessing bad meat and cheese and reselling it as fresh. To be more specific, they simply washed or cut off the green and moldy parts and put the rest back on the shelves, repackaged with a later expiry date. If the food was so old that it could not be camouflaged, it was minced and put into sausages. Naturally, this has caused Czechs to panic, and the number of complaints of unhygienic supermarkets to the Food Inspection Authority has increased tenfold. Local butchers and bakeries are in their heydays as numerous people no longer trust the supermarkets and now go to the local grocery store around the corner. I don't know whether there's a link, but as I rushed to work this morning, I had to cross to the other side of the road as the line in front of the butchers reached out onto the street and the crowd of people took up all the space on the sidewalk. But can we trust the local grocery store? After all, we don't know what's been going on behind their closed doors. And let's not forget the news of a man who recently found a mouse baked inside a loaf of bread that he bought at his local bakery. People now spend much more time inspecting the quality of what they buy, and some have even decided to limit the amount of meat they consume to a minimum. I recently heard a group of teenagers in a tram talking about the disgusting pictures of bad meat and cheese that were being broadcast in prime-time newscasts on television. A boy in the group complained that his mother no longer stocked the fridge with salami and different kinds of cold cuts. One of the girls, on the other hand, said she had finally lost some weight because she was scared to eat most foods from stores and has been eating fruits and cooked vegetables. As I glanced around, I noticed that everyone else in the tram was eavesdropping on the conversation. Many nodded in agreement. But much to my surprise, the Czech Food and Agriculture Inspection says the nation is overreacting. Checkups are done all year round, they say, and the fact that health violations of such dimension have been uncovered at various stores almost concurrently is only a coincidence. Most stores are safe, and when expired yogurt happens to be on the shelves, it may only be an error and was most likely not put there on purpose in hope that customers wouldn't notice. But I wonder how much that is true. A friend informed me that the Food Inspection Office has set up a special 24-hour customer service hotline that consumers can call with complaints. She decided to try it out, as she had long suspected that her local supermarket was repackaging cheese with a later expiry date. 3 days after she made the call, she passed by the store and was closed down. A note on the door said it was taking inventory. When she came back the next day, its doors were open, but half the food was gone. Could this have been yet another store that had violated hygiene laws and was forced to throw out half its stock? Well, I don't mind overreacting, and maybe there's a positive side to all this. It could finally lead to me shedding a few kilos.
Letter from Prague, this week with Dita Asiedu. This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. Now we go over to Petr Doruška, who introduces us to the music of two sisters with an unusual family history.
Hello and welcome to Magic Carpet, bringing you music from Czech Republic. The northeast corner of the Czech Republic used to be the gloomiest part of the country. For decades, coal mines and steelworks dominated the skyline close to the Czech-Polish border. Today, most of the heavy industry moved out, and the region is finding its new identity. No wonder arts and music are important part of this process. Sometimes it's music made by independent and creative women. The female duo Terafuki, I played in one of previous Magic Carpets, was a good example. Another interesting band that emerged in this region is led by two sisters. The violin player Michaela and the singer Petra Váně. In the next song, the sisters find some support from a guest artist, DJ Richard. We'll be right back.
добрий прими мужові, як лальовай. Чей гой, Боже мой, на княк лальовай. Геться ми плано прими мужові.
The sisters Michaela and Petra are founding members of the band Benedicta. Although they sing mostly in Czech, both their parents are rooted outside Czech Republic. Their mother came here from Western Ukraine, which actually was a part of pre-war Czechoslovakia, while their father is from Slovenia. This rich cultural heritage makes it very easy for them to draw from the folk traditions of their neighborhood countries and blend them with modern musical styles. Shohayova Mama, the young lad's mother, originally a rural folk song recorded by Benedicta, a Czech band led by sisters Michaela and Petra. Besides being accomplished songwriters and musicians, their work also twinkles with humor, in some cases a very dark humor, like the following song about a candle being lit and rendezvous being arranged in the grave, or should I say in afterlife? Up the Candle from the new album by Benedicta. The album's title consists of two words from two different languages. While the first one, Punky, is well understood all over the world, the second part, Dumky, which in Czech rhymes with Punky, needs explanation and can be roughly translated as melancholy or, alternatively, the kind of sad music that can be quite adventurous. And here is the title track from the album, Punky Dumky, as it is pronounced in Czech. Thanks for listening to this edition of Magic Carpet, which came to you on Radio Prague and was presented by Petr Doruška.
Jdou za mnou anděle, jdou za mnou kouzelnou hrou. Léčí duši mou smutnou. Léčí duši mou smutnou.
Za řekou, za horama je krásná zem, jdu rovně do neznáma a sama jsem.